Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Royster. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Redus steals second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Redus scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Royster. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Sviem reaches second base with a double. Schroeder scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Neves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manrique moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neves juggles the ball. That's an error on Neves. Manrique scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Carcoviche moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Manrique reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Neves fields it and throws to first for the out. Manrique moves to third. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Redus steals second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Neves covering, for the out. Calderon moves to third. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calderon scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Manrique is walked intentionally. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neves juggles the ball. That's an error on Neves. Hewlett moves to third. Manrique moves to second. Chuck Kram now pitching. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-3 in the game. Royster is hit by the pitch. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff pinch runs for Bill Schroeder. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Royster. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. BJ Surhoff now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Svyum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Rick Manning now playing right field. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Calderon strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.